started InfoWars in 97, 28 years ago, been on air since 94, to have them finally, like the Matrix 3 when the machines are drilling into Zion. I mean, it's like coming in, but it's just going to blow up in their face. We're going to win the injunction, my lawyers think today, but it doesn't matter. The receiver is able to turn the power off. So they are so obsessed with getting us off the air. It's totally crazy. We've survived so much. People are going to go crazy when we actually get shut down. Because that's a done deal tomorrow night at midnight. They got private detective firm coming in. They're literally kicking us out. I'll probably leave before then and just let them have their power trip. But finishing up with Dr. Stephen Greer, incredible revelations. 4 minutes left. Recap everything. Other key points, your huge, historic 25-year anniversary symposium disclosure.
Yeah, well, I hope people can join. There's still some room in the National Press Club for people to come in person, but we're also going to have it streamed on our YouTube channel. And then the next day on May 9th, we'll be doing 4 hours with these whistleblowers and the Bugasphere. And by the way, Jaime Masson, who in Mexico City has this sphere, will be there in person to help share information and that whole account of this amazing artifact that, for the first time in history that I know of, something like this is in civilian hands that we can study, which is very, very important. Now, the other thing is that these military whistleblowers are ones that people have not heard from before. A couple of them have been introduced to some members of Congress, but I think the power of what they have to share is going to be astonishing about the events that happened to them, where they encountered these technologies that were man-made, and also how they had been used in criminal operations, something we learned about in the 90s and is now coming to light. And I think this is why certain members of Congress have said some of the briefings they've received in SCIFs are very disturbing. But, you know, it's important that they know the scope of the criminal enterprise running secret UFO programs. Many of the people in those programs are fine people just working in a covert system, but a lot of the senior people are making horrible use of these advanced technologies. Instead of benefiting humanity that could be used for medical healing or transportation or energy, they've been used clandestinely in criminal enterprises. And this is going to come out on May 8th. And we're going to make it very clear that most of what people think are alien activity have actually been a psychological warfare operation to gaslight the public and the government.
Well, regardless, no one can deny we're in a time of great change. The poles are changing. The magnetic field's going crazy. We know there's a 12,000-year cycle, roughly, and everybody said it's going to go crazy. The Mayans predicted it, but they say it's the end of the world. No, they just predicted the new hearth is lit, that a new system begins, and here we are.
Well, yeah, you know what it is? It's a misunderstanding. It's the end of the old era. There's like an era closing, but there's one that's going to open, and the one that's going to open is going to be a golden age. It is going to be an age of eventually global peace, prosperity, the use of these technologies. Imagine technologies where energy is free, manufacturing costs go very, very low. The work week out will go down to 15, 20 hours a week max. Families will have more time together. We're going to have such a revolution, but it has to be done with the consciousness of a peaceful and spiritual future, and not endless war, and using every advanced technology to further the power trip of these global elites wanting to have endless war to control the populace. So I think part of the other problem is some of these people want to get rid of a lot of humans. I think they're a bunch of psychopaths who kind of enjoy death and torture. You know, one of the people I know involved in these operations has a PhD in thanatology, which is the study of death and decay. So some of these are pretty twisted folks. But it's time for us, we the people, to stand up and say, okay, no more, no mas, we're done, enough is enough, and let's start a new era in human history.
Well, Stephen Greer, I'm going to do what I can. Thanks for the invite. I think I should be there. This is historic. People can find out more about it at drstephengreer.com. Thank you so much, and God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you. Good luck with your efforts.
Thank you, sir. Amazing interview. Historic. You're totally vindicated. Coming up in just the next month or so, it looks like this is finally it. They're finally going to be able to shut down InfoWars, but they won't shut you down as InfoWarriors. And that term and that name lives forever. The InfoWar lives forever. In the potential twilight of InfoWars itself as InfoWars.com, we've launched a limited edition line of the InfoWars 1776 limited edition line. A whole bunch of new shirts, a whole bunch of new hats that are limited edition that take a lot of the classic InfoWars shirts. This is the all-time bestseller, navy blue with red InfoWars on it, and adding on the shoulder 1776. These are historic shirts, and they're symbols of your support and your being part of this operation and helping the operation grow and expand into the future. So take action now at thealexjonesstore.com and look at these two new amazing lines.
Fortune tango, vulnera, scrivi latibus ocellis, fortu amici, vulnera, sutra di prebellis.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Fuentes battles Gore, two species, in Star Trek 2026. Fresh back from Rome and a secret meeting with Candace Owens, now he has to fight David Icke's main enemy, the reptoid ruler King Charles. Actual footage of me with my ex-wife.
You want to fight? You better believe you got one.
I'm sorry. I heard they are putting chemicals in the water that turn the freaking Gorns gay. Oh, shit. I think I really pissed him off this time. Jones to Central Command, get me out of here.
Alex, we're tracking you now. I can have you up here in a few minutes.
I don't have a few minutes.
Ah! I'm coming to get you! You can't hide from me, you crazy conspiracy theorist piece of shit!
Look, McBreen, don't take all day on this. It doesn't have to look fancy.
Okay. But this would look better if I had more time.
Just beam me up.
Prepare to transport.
We are ready to beam up Alex Jones. And by the way, you look smoking hot in that uniform.
I know.
You guys really need to get me out of here.
Gotcha!
Now, energize.
Yes! Slam dunk.
I hate you, Alex Jones!
Put me on screen. I need to send an urgent message to planet Earth.
Okay, Alex, we're patching you through now. You are live in 3, two, one, go.
Ladies and gentlemen, what you just watched was science fiction. But what I'm about to tell you is real. Because truth is stranger than fiction.
In 34 hours, 48 minutes, 53 seconds, they are sending in a private detective agency out of Houston, they've told us, to close the doors, even though they don't even have a court ruling, and they're having the hearing today on it, and we've got injunctions and everything else, and just like a year and a half ago, the insane, crazy people, Bloomberg-funded Onion, are saying they own the company, it's theirs. And when they did that a year and a half ago, it killed sales 70-plus percent at the AlexJonesStore.com, or actually at InfoWarsStore.com, because they knew that was InfoWars. They believed it. Thank God we already had our sponsor that I don't own, the AlexJonesStore.com, and sales just continued on there. We'd be shut down. So a lot of what they're doing, just announcing we're shut down, is Mark Twain, rumors of my demise have been greatly exaggerated. Now, I've really been trying to get Nick Fuentes on for 3 weeks. And he said, man, I am just burnt out. I got to spend time with family. I'm going to take a vacation. I don't know where. But I'll be back in late April. And then I saw a few weeks ago, he's secretly in Rome, you know, he's putting videos out there, with Candace Owens. And then when they tried to kill Trump again last weekend, they said they're in Rome planning his murder. They also said that Erica Kirk, this trended and was even mainstream news, she did the fake attack on Trump to make it look like she's in danger. How crazy is that? I mean, folks, I always get accused of conspiracy theories. I want to be right. I want to get real stuff. I want to get trends. I'm not even a conspiracy theorist. That's a CIA term to criticize anybody that criticized or questioned the Kennedy assassination narrative. That's declassified in 67. The CIA created that in 63, right after it happened. But there's this loss of confidence in the system. That's great. But then now people don't think anything's real. They think the world's flat. They think mountains are dead giants. They think humans could never build anything, and that aliens built the Parthenon. It's a wild moment. But out of all the stuff, 60-something days in, Strait of Hormuz closed, Trump's approval rating plunging, Nick Fuentes 2 years ago saying, I'm not backing Trump because he's going to go pure Zionist from everything I've seen. They own him, and he saw a lot of the media attacks weaken. And he said, they're going to go to war with Iran, and it's going to drag us into all this. And nobody was saying that but him. Then you got Trump's approval rating plunging. You've got the economy faltering, inflation exploding. The Supreme Court, though, kind of giving a defibrillation to it, or a lifeboat, or like when a lifeguard you're drowning, throws in the little buoy so you can get on it. They rightfully said you can't gerrymander districts just on race. So will that mitigate this? This is an insane time to be alive. I want to get into it all with Nick Fuentes here in the next hour and 45 minutes that we've got with him. Nick J. Fuentes on Rumble. The media is obsessed with him, demonizing him 24/7 because he said there's been a greater Israel project in the last decade. Now you have all the main Israeli ministers saying, oh, we're taking Lebanon. We're attacking Turkey. We're taking over everything. And we're the superpower, and we control America. And the head of the ADL a month ago says, if you say Israel got us in this war, we're going to censor you, debank you, shut you down, and we need to use the same energy of exploding pagers we used on Hamas in our eight-front war in America. I mean, this is over the top. And you have all the neocons 3 weeks ago when Trump said, we'll destroy you in one day, your civilization will never come back. Trump says, tune into Levin. Levin, we got to drop bombs like Hiroshima and Nagasaki and all the talking points. The Israeli government, we're going to use neutron bombs. And then Trump does that. I say 25th Amendment is asked if he does that. He backs off the next day, says no nuclear weapons, but then comes out and attacks me and calls me low IQ for going off the Pentagon report that the Strait would get closed and the Mullahs wouldn't fall. So you can say who's low IQ and who's not. I wanted Trump to succeed. I thought we could try to, you know, salvage something. I think Nick, with a lot of foresight, said, no, it's just better to neuter this thing now. But then how do you counter the Democrats and what they're going to do? So that's a lot I just threw out there, Nick J. Fuentes. It's good to have you back here. Thanks for coming on. Only back a few days. And you and I both instant talking point, because you've exposed the Southern Poverty Law Center, so have I. We're instantly with no proof. Headlines everywhere by neocons. It's the proof. They're on the Southern Poverty Law Center list. They're funded. And you go, look, of course, it's not true. They've helped sue me. They've demonized me, put you on the list, doxed you, almost got you killed. And then now we get this thing where the so-called Trump-supporting right wing just lies when they're the ones on the payroll of Israel on record. Nick, that's a long rant. Great to have you here.
Yes, great to be back with you. There's a lot to go over. Obviously, there's a big SPLC indictment. There's a war with Iran, the approval ratings. But right out of the gate, I mean, what you just talked about with the SPLC, I mean, this is what really got to me. I was obviously away from the show. And like you said, I took a little bit of time off. I was feeling a little burnt out. And then the story comes out about the DOJ indictment against the SPLC. And like you said, almost immediately, with no proof, no evidence, it doesn't even make sense. They start to say that it is the far right, or you could even say, I would argue, just the Patriot movement that is actually funded by the far left and has a symbiotic relationship with the SPLC. And we're all informants or something like that. And so I saw that when I was away, and I had to remind people on my show, like you just said, they tried to get me killed. And I actually put out, I read on my show, they put out an article in 2022.
We have the clip, but why don't you just recap it? Because they doxed my house and my office too, even infiltrated us. Like, yeah, folks, he doesn't work for them. All the major white supremacist groups that claim me and Nick work for Israel, they do.
Exactly. Exactly right. And I pointed that out. It's really these violent fringe extreme groups where they're infiltrated by informants. You and I steer clear of that kind of stuff. But I pointed out on my show last night, they did a hit piece about me at the height of Yay 24. You remember when me and Yay came on your show and he was talking about running for president at the height of all that media controversy, which is probably as notorious as I had ever been, as infamous as I had ever been at that point in time in my career. They put out a hit piece about me, basically telling everybody exactly where I live. They told people how to get there. They put a picture of my house on their website. They interviewed my neighbors. They knocked on my front door. They talked about what floor I live on. They talked about my habits. I mean, this was pretty extraordinary. They were literally came to my house and were peering inside the windows, saying, it appears that the basement unit is unoccupied. The first floor is unoccupied. It looks like he lives on the second floor. And if you go to the central
basement, we can't tell you the neighbors' names because they fear Fuentes.
Right, right, right. Like my fans were going to be, we're going to seek retribution. And this was put out on the SPLC website. This is a $700 million organization, doxing at the time, I believe I was 24, 25 years old, live streamer. And I said on my show, this is just the kind of sick and twisted humor in it. This is an organization that almost got me killed. Of course, that dox led to somebody coming to my house with a gun trying to murder me, as if that's not bad enough.
No one covered it but me and a few others. He then ran off after with a crossbow and a handgun trying to kill you, saying, I'm here to kill you. Dies in a gun battle down the street, and no one covers it.
Yeah, they say it was an alleged assassination attempt. They say that I'm claiming this. He's knocking on the door screaming, where's Nick, with a loaded gun in his hands after he killed three people earlier in the day. And you're right. You were one of the only people, and I really appreciate that, that even talked about it.
Hold on. I like you as an overall person. I think you're smart. Disagree with some things. I'm a target, too. So when I stand up for you, I'm standing up for myself. Where's the rest of the journalists when people are trying to kill journalists? I mean, this is like, I'd be an idiot not to support you, which is why they're all idiots. Almost no one supported you. Where's the instincts? We're being shut down tomorrow. And most of the so-called conservative people don't even care. Like, oh, that'll be less competition for us. They're idiots.
Well, you're 100% right, because everybody's targeted. Everybody on the right wing, it doesn't matter even what your views are. Charlie Kirk was more moderate than the two of us, more supportive of Trump, everything else. And, you know, not to be glib about it, but look what happened to him. I mean, they try to kill everybody. Docs kill, whatever. So, I mean, you're right. We're all in it together. But there's something sort of sick about it. This group nearly gets me killed, doxes me, leads to all this really a horrendous situation. Another person was at, you know, the would-be assassin himself was killed. And now all these years later, now they say I'm in bed with this organization. They're paying me. I post today. I said, you know, I'm getting a little bit sick of politics. Half the replies are saying, oh, what? The SPLC money dried up. Oh, the SPLC stopped paying you. I'm like, they tried to get me killed 3 years ago. So it's pretty outrageous.
Well, I've talked to real law enforcement experts that I respect. And they said, look, if you talk about this event, the copycats will know that's it. So talk about it. I've had the same stuff you've had repeatedly. And the answer is live behind a gate. Don't come to the door as Alex Jones lives here. Oh, who's that? But yeah, no, they're coming to kill us. And it's just, and I love these nameless accounts and bots out there who don't have any skin in the game pointing at us to make them feel big and say, oh, they're feds when we're the ones exposing the SPLC.
Right. And they're idiots, bots, paid campaign. And a big part of this, which you pointed out, is it is all the pro-Trump influencers. It should just be said at this point that the Trump movement is actually hindering the right wing. Because as you know, when people like you or I criticize the war in Iran, which is legitimate because the war in Iran is not America first and it's a disaster, any way you cut it, it's the pro-Trump influencers that are being paid under the table by PACs and by other political outfits and organizations.
Well, Israel doesn't hide it. 6 months ago, Netanyahu said we're going to flood the U.S. eight-front war and buy influence.
They did. Netanyahu came to the United Nations in September, you're right, and said exactly that. He said it's an eight-front war, and we're going to go on social media, and it's them. But it's also the Trump movement, too. It's also the Trump organization. They pay all these influencers to then smear people like you and I, and it's never like they're never going to defend the war in itself and defend it on its merits. It always turns into a smear that, you know, me and the Vatican and David Axelrod are plotting to attack Trump, or, you know, you and I sold out and that, you know, we got paid to go against the Republicans. And so it's like, there's something really sick about this whole thing where, and I know you more than me were willing the good for Trump. I know you wanted it to work and I wanted it to work too. I was just a bit more pessimistic, but it's like now to see both of us as the enemies and Loomer and Mark Levin elevated and promoted by Trump. Trump is on Truth Social just glazing these people, talking them up.
And they admit in polls is killing him. The most unpopular, unsavory people. And I love how Loomer, when I came out and said, I don't think this shooting's staged, I think it's real, she said with a screenshot that I was saying it was staged. The level of deception with this woman. Like, she has total disrespect for her readers. How would she do that? Like, well, what does that even do?
Something's clearly wrong with her. And I don't say that just to be nasty. I think that clearly something's mentally wrong with her. She has no relationship with the truth at all. The things that she writes, the things she says, they don't make sense. I said something the other day. She's accusing me of working with the Vatican and Barack Obama and Candace Owens to undermine Trump. I posted something. I said, you know, everything Laura Loomer says is a lie. She goes in my replies and says, notice how you didn't say I was lying. I'm like, that's actually precisely what I said. I said exactly that. So she's completely divorced from reality. And
yeah,
you're
saying
you know,
all of it's a lie. And then she says, oh, notice you don't call me a liar. Exactly.
Right. Yeah,
she's like the anti-truth. She's actually perfection of deceit.
She is. And you know, you and I, we've known her a long time. This is somebody who is just totally unhinged and a broken individual. But now she's kind of been dealt back into the game because she's one of the only people that's going to be one of these mercenary attack dogs for the Trump movement. She was basically auditioning for that role during the campaign, and now she's got it. And we all know she's being paid. We all know that she's getting fed information. And I think that's the role, is she's on Twitter
now. Yeah,
I hate
to talk about her, but how does Trump think hitching himself one of the most unsavory people, and his numbers are the lowest, 32% plunging. How did he go from jumping for people that supported him but warned him he was doing wrong for overall agenda to, like, jumping in bed with his enemies that hated his guts? I mean, it just, Trump is definitely degenerated.
It's all he's got left. I mean, that's the saddest thing is when he, when you or him or anybody looks around, that's all that's left in his camp. Anybody else that's sensible, all the grassroots from the very beginning. I mean, you were one of the first big interviews when people started to pay attention to Trump when he went on your show in 2015. We're all gone. Nobody from the original movement is still hanging on because the principles are not there. The rhetoric's not there. It's just not the same movement. And so with the approval rating favorability collapsing, you look around at the bench. Who do you really have left in the MAGA movement? Yeah, it's Sean Hannity. It's Mark Levin. It's Loomer. And I guess he's just going to take what he can get. So it's a pretty grim and sad situation.
Yeah, I anoint these people. And then, because listen, I talk to Trump supporters everywhere. And I don't go off what my listeners want. I wanted to salvage Trump because I always was overall better than Democrats. So I kind of held back, not wanting to be precipitous, even though I'd be super popular to attack him. I'd say 80% of my listeners are pissed at me that I haven't attacked Trump more. I love Trump like, oh, I don't talk to you. And, you know, that's why you do this for clicks. I don't care about CNN playing a clip of me. No, I want to fix the country and the world. I don't know how much danger we're in, but just this idea that, you know, you're not at the cool kid table anymore. It's like sophomoric.
It's ridiculous. And I've known you and my audience knows you too. And this has been an ongoing conversation between you and I for years. And I know that you had reservations and concerns and skepticism, but literally
we've
for
had
no
private
reason
conversations
other than
we put on air. I'm like, Nick, I know it's going bad, but think about the Democrats. We gotta, if we totally leave him, then we'll have no influence. We need to not influence to get contact with him. No, influence to get him to not go sideways. But now I've just given up. I mean, you were right. You were right. I was wrong. I mean, there's no doubt now this is a runaway train.
Well, but you know, even
Nick,
though
you,
be that as
muted.
It may.
Do we, Nick,
oh, can you hear me?
Mute Nick.
Test.
We lost Nick's connection.
Oh.
I think Netanyahu has activated the space laser. I think that's
what
I'm joking. Every time it's technical, people say it's a staged event. Well, let's reconnect. Oh, it's my earpiece? Oh, Nick, my earpiece went out. You go ahead and talk.
All right. Well, anyway, so I was just going to pick up where he left off and basically say that, you know, even in spite of the fact that I turned out to be right, you know, the pessimists sort of won with regard to the Trump movement. Regardless of that fact, Alex was always on the money in the sense that he was willing the good for the country. I don't think there's anything actually necessarily wrong with hoping that Trump was going to succeed, wanting the best from the Trump movement, wanting the best from the Trump administration. And I think, and it's true, that was out of pure selflessness, because it is true that for the past 2 or 3 years, it actually became more and more popular, at least since the inauguration, to attack Trump and really to be as negative as possible about Trump, to play up the war in Iran or even for that matter, the war in Gaza, some of the other things like the big, beautiful bill, the lack of mass deportations. And I think that it was always a valid position, even though it turned out maybe not to be true. It was a valid position to want Trump to eventually get it together and get back on track. You know, but now Trump goes out and just throws everybody under the bus. Even the people that believed in him, even the people that maybe wanted to believe in him, were hopeful for him, willing the good in spite of himself, in spite of his own betrayal of his own movement. And so I suppose that's really the saddest thing. But I just have to
stay there. It wasn't my earpiece. This happens like every 2 years. The soundboard crashed. So we're going to reboot it during the break. And sorry about that. That was on our end. Nick, let's talk about this. Trump's now saying, oh, yeah, the Iran war is going to last at least 4 more months, maybe a year, maybe forever. But it's going to all end in 4 days. I mean, what a fiasco. What does Nick Fuentes predict coming next? He's got a great mind at predicting, not just me. Stay with us. Right now is the time to support InfoWars as Twilight. We are shutting down next Thursday night. The InfoWar continues through all of you. The AlexJonesStore.com is not owned by me. It's owned by Bigley. It owns the Alex Jones Network. They won't be able to shut us down. We have fought them, and we will continue on. But I need your support. The supplements, the methylene blue, the Shilajit, the Irish sea moss. It is all incredible, top-rated, so good for you. You're insane if you don't get it. And we're running a fundraiser here. All the original InfoWars products, we're not going to sell once this goes through. Because even though we're battling in court, they could come back and say we violated their whatever. So if you want to get original InfoWars gear and the new update, the 1776 line, now is the time. Also, they're running mega sales every day for the next week at Bigley. If you subscribe to any supplement, you can lock it in for 50% off when you buy it into the future. Cancel anytime with one click. Sign up for any supplement subscription. You get 50% off plus a free bottle of either Ultimate Chill or Ultimate Energy Incredible Formulas. Ultimate Chill helps support calm, balance, and focus. Ultimate Energy helps support energy, drive, and mental intensity. Third deal on top of it. Every order gets a free mystery gift with purchase. Biggest sales ever. We want to hire more hosts. We want to expand once this is over. We want to go at least 5 a.m. to midnight every night. We've got big plans, okay? We fought all the way. We rode it till the wheels came off. We're going all the way. We're still going to block the onion scammers that got exposed a year and a half ago. They're trying it again. We're going to sue the living hell out of them. Wait till after our guest leaves us. We found incredible information on them. It is so shocking. It's going to just blow you away. Guess what they're into? I don't think you'll be surprised, but it's so bad. You're not going to. I mean, it is the sickest stuff you've ever seen. Out and out Satanism, torturing, murdering children. They love it. They're promoting it. Wait till you see this with Will Ferrell, everything. It's all coming up. But I will continue to fight these people 110%. I love it. I'm built to do it. But I cannot do it without your backing and support. So make the decision now, especially the 99% of you, have millions of viewers a day, that never go to theolivestonestore.com to get these incredible items, incredible knives, silver coins, collectibles. It's all there. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And it's a free app. TheAlexJonesApp.com. Android, on Apple, it's all there. It's free. Get it. The show's right there in the center of it. And you get big discounts on the shopping cart when you do it to the app. AlexJonesApp.com. And soon we'll announce the new news site that's even better than InfoWars. It's all coming up. But I can't do it without you. You get all the credit. I need your support now. Firing the bat signal. I want to thank you all for your past support. But those that haven't supported, what are you doing? TheAlexJonesStore.com. Stay with us. We have two new products at TheAlexJonesStore.com that are guaranteed to work and deliver healthy results. One is Ultimate Energy. It's very simple. High-quality fusion of organic caffeine that is time-released, then with a very strong dose of high-quality L-theanine that relaxes you and gives you clarity and focus. A lot of people take it for tests. They also take caffeine. You take the two together, it gives you smooth, continual release energy for up to 10 hours. A fabulous product, Ultimate Energy. And then, when it's nighttime and it's time to chill, Ultimate Chill, a big dose of L-theanine and a big dose of ashwagandha root that gives you rest, relaxation, and better, deeper sleep. That's also great for your immune system and your whole body. Good, clean energy and good, clean sleep. These two products together are amazing, and they're now available at TheAlexJonesStore.com. While you're there, get the Ultramethylene Blue, get our incredible iodine, T3, bovine colostrum, and so much more at TheAlexJonesStore.com, funding the Second American Revolution worldwide and taking the globalist on head-on.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Each month where you have the old offer and the new offer for 1 week together, where when you buy any product, the answer to 1984 is 1776.
Okay, I need to chill out. Ultimate Chill has ashwagandha and magnesium. Yeah, I was taking a few of these.
Last chance until next Thursday to get original InfoWars apparel that's historic, because they're going to claim they own it, even if they do get it. I mean, that's in question, but we're just considering that's it. Probably your last time, maybe. Who knows? But just get it. TheAlexShowStore.com. I don't own that. They can't get it. It funds the new network. But this I'm impressed with, okay? They said, we're going to launch five of the best-selling trench warfare battle daggers with skull crushers, murdered out brass knuckles, 10-inch razor-sharp double-edged dagger with limited edition inscriptions. There's only 1,000 of each one of these knives. Now, this is You Are the InfoWar is one of them with InfoWars on it, so that's the last time you can get that, okay? And that looks cool, and it's probably the one you want to get because, you know, it should be the rarest, but it's not the coolest. I'm sorry. Look at the stuff they did. I just said, do whatever you want. You're so talented. Liberty or death with an American flag. And then it's got World War II, you know, Eternal Soldier and bullet holes. I mean, that is just wicked. There's five of these. Only 1,000 of each. Look at this. Limited edition. This is in Latin. Christ is King. And on the other side, it's got the Jerusalem cross. I did come up with that one, which they think is so evil, which I love. It's a beautiful cross. You got that. Look at this bad boy. Look at this bad boy right here. This has got to be the coolest. It's the Spartans from 300, the real event that happened. And they've got all their phalanx with their shields and their spears. I mean, just look at that craftsmanship. Lasered. And look at that. Molon Labe come and take it. Which echoes through time, through the Alamo and everything else. I mean, just bad ass. I bet these sell out today or two. And all the new t-shirts and everything and a bunch of other huge sales. It is insane. This is a $199 value with inscription for just $79. Did you hear that? VIP, $63.99. That'd be like 10 bucks on that. And when you buy two daggers, you get an extra 25% off and can mix and match. This is insane. April 30th is your last chance to get official info.
Hate Watch spoke to several of Fuentes' neighbors whose names are being withheld over concerns they may be harassed or targeted by Fuentes' followers. You're interviewing my neighbors. It says, on the topic of Fuentes, most of the neighbors Hate Watch spoke with say the live streamer who pumps out vociferous white nationalist propaganda on his live streams appears meek in real life, keeping to himself, apparently entertaining few visitors, and does not call attention to himself. Several said that when he is at his home in Berwyn, his movements appear to be limited to passing from his garage to the back door of the apartment. Fuentes' building is located on a quiet tree-lined street, a short walk from one of Berwyn's main shopping districts. On the block where the white nationalist two-story building is located, Hate Watch observed his neighbors doing weekend chores and children playing in yards and on sidewalks. From the property's exterior, Hate Watch observed the basement apartment and the first floor was empty. They're literally looking through my windows. On the second floor, the blinds were drawn. Hate Watch also observed a construction permit on the window of the first floor of the building. Neighbors confirmed Hate Watch's impression that the basement and first floor appear to be currently unoccupied, with Fuentes and his live streaming operation on the second floor. On another visit, a Hate Watch reporter knocked on the front door, but there was no answer. So look, like, I'm not one to complain. You know that about me. One thing you know about me is I don't complain. Like, I hate complaining. But how messed up is it? How messed up is this? This is insane. This is f***ed up. And this is totally insane that a far-left political group with $1 billion in cash is posting for everybody to know where a person lives with this much detail. This is insane. We look through his windows. This floor is unoccupied. We think he lives in the second floor. We talk to his neighbors. We knocked on the front door. These are his habits. These are his whereabouts. This should be illegal. What is the purpose of this? It's not like they're reporting on my rhetoric or my show or my operation. They're literally telling everybody, this is where he lives. Get him. If you want to kill this guy, this is where he is. This is where you can find him. This is where you can physically hurt this person. That's all that is. And everybody knows that. That is like a soft form of homicide. Because that is what they're doing here. They're trying to incite people to kill me. They're saying, if you want to mess with this person, harass this person, intimidate,
assault, murder this person, this is where you can find him. That's what it is. While simultaneously saying he's a vociferous white nationalist, but he's evil, his fans are insane, okay? But then it gets better, if that's not bad enough. So this super rich organization is just doxing a civilian, doxing a citizen. That's not bad enough. They get what they want, okay? The dox exists because of the SPLC. And when I get in controversy, people start showing up. And yeah, someone tries to kill me. And now a young man is dead. Not this young man, but the person that tried to kill me was killed by police. Now, fast forward a year and a half later, and people are seriously saying that I'm getting paid by this organization. People are saying, oh, you sold out to the SPLC. You took money. Oh, now I see why you support the Democrats. You're an SPLC informant. And no one will ever know, and no one will ever care, because that is the nature of the information space. These pro-Trump influencers, they do not care about the truth. They have no integrity. They're all being paid. They have identified me as somebody that is contrary to Trump, contrary to the Republican Party. And so because I am the enemy, now they're just going to put that out there. They don't care that it's not true. Laura Loomer, all these other people putting this stuff out, this is just going to be another one of those things they say about me, just like the J6 thing. Oh, that SPLC. Oh, I heard he was with the SPLC. But it's just one of those things that through repetition they put out there. And nobody knows the SPLC is responsible for almost taking my life. I have to move because of them, because they almost killed me. And now I'm going to be tarred for the rest of my career with this insinuation that I'm also being paid by them. So even if somebody tries to kill you, they're still going to say you're being paid by them. Okay?
This information we cover is not, number one, it's everything. This is not some political genre. This is a fight for civilization and our very lives. You hear all these movies about coaches and stuff get out there and win, and they don't care, and they come together, and it's triumphant. That's for a game. But we recognize that because we're supposed to be able to come together and do great things. So the system goes, oh, you go out and do a children's thing. You go out and play a sport. That's where you put your manhood. That's who we honor. That's who we admire. Then they even take that away from you and put men and women sports. It's all about taking every human institution and destroying it.
That was sweet, huh? Did you like that? Yeah!
So you watch these coaches in games. Especially the playoffs, and they're just, everybody looks at the coach. That's good. It's how a man's supposed to act. He really cares. He's got the numbers, the facts. He knows the other side. He's on the ball. Because you're supposed to do that in life and business and culture and health and with your relationship with God. You're supposed to act like that about the real world, like Trump and Elon Musk are. Instead, these evil little nerds who weren't in the cool club and hate everybody, and they love passive-aggressive murder. It thrills them to know they're growing spike protein in everyone and killing everyone and making money off of it while they do it. And we're too stupid to figure it out. And you look at that photo with Fauci, like holding Hotez. And Hotez, when he's on TV, like, there'll be 11 new pandemics. Trump will have it crashing down. He won't stop us. Your children need more shots. You don't think they don't know what it's doing? They did it on purpose. And so you've seen FBI chief counsel in Connecticut go, yeah, we wouldn't start the lawsuits on Jones. You've seen the CIA, FBI undercover videos are like, yeah, we couldn't take him out criminally. We investigated him and found out he didn't do anything wrong. And yeah, under national security. So we went and set all this up and ran PR about him and demonized him with stuff he never did so we could then do this. They did that to America. They did that to families. They did that to God. They did that to X and Y chromosome. They're attacking it all because it's in the way of their devilish plan. It's a kill, steal, and destroy.
Alex Jones. Tomorrow's news today. Between the time when the censors drank the voices of the free and the rise of the unyielding truth seekers, there was an age undreamed of. And unto this, Alex Jones, destined to bear the crown of revelation upon a vigilant brow, fighting the shadows of tyranny. It is I, his chronicler, who alone can tell thee of his saga. Let me tell you of the days of high adventure.
About to see is true. All of it is verifiable and documented. This is reality. Truth is stranger than fiction.
We know the government's planning terrorism. We know the Joint Chiefs of Staff wanted to blow up airliners. If you do it, we're going to blame you because we know who's up to it. Or if you let some terrorist group do it, like the World Trade Center, we know who to blame. If any terrorism comes, it's from this government. And if there was an outside threat like a Bin Laden, who was a known CIA asset in the 80s, he's the boogeyman they need. This Orwellian phony system.
Long live the Constitution and death to the New World Order.
Death to the New World Order. Death the idea of losing our sovereignty. We don't like this flag and we're sick and tired of it.
The revolution of peaceful information is coming, and when it comes time, you people are going to be brought to punishment.
Don't you stand for America, sir? What about the Federal Reserve and the CFR? You people are being lied to. This country's been taken over by Europe. And I'm being drug out. Laughed at it.
The truth is out there in front of you, but they lay out this buffet of lies. I'm sick of it, and I'm not going to take a bite out of it. Do you got me?
I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you got one.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms.
If you want them, come and take them.
Your reputation's amazing. I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope.
Donald J. Trump is now president of the United States.
InfoWars just lost their war on info. Yesterday, Apple,
iTunes, Vimeo, and Spotify,
and YouTube, Twitter,
and Facebook
have all blocked Alex Jones and InfoWars.
Google is evil. Google is evil.
Alex Jones, he was subpoenaed by the bipartisan House committee investigating the insurrection.
1776! 1776!
Alex Jones must sell off nearly all of his personal assets.
Jones owes $1.5 billion.
InfoWars is shutting down.
They may shut him down, but they won't shut him up.
The most banned man in America, Alex Jones.
Southwest, down in Texas, there's this fella I want to tell you about, fella by the name of Alex Jones. At least that was the handle his freedom-loving parents gave him, and he made pretty good use of it himself. This Alex Jones, well, he's a straight shooter. He calls himself an info warrior, a globalist killer, even a goblin slayer.
Okay.
He's a truth bomber, dropping nukes of knowledge across radio waves, television sets, and all over the World Wide Web. Many have tried to stop him, shut him up, or silence him, but it never quite worked out. Not for a man like him.
1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms.
He's a real Paul Revere of the 21st century. A truth teller. Hell, even more honest than old honest Abe Lincoln. That's Alex Jones.
This is reality. Truth is stranger than fiction.
There's a lot about the man that didn't make a whole lot of sense to me. Not until I tuned into InfoWars, that is. Then things started to become clear.
Are you going to find these guys? Or, you know, you have any promising leads?
Leads? Yeah, sure. I'll just check with the boys down at the crime lab. They got four more detectives working on the case. They got us working in shifts! Leads.
Now this story that's about to unfold, well, it started back just about the time the Twin Towers in Building 7 collapsed.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
I only mention it because, well, sometimes there's a man. I won't say hero because what's a hero? But sometimes there's a man And I'm talking about Alex Jones here. Sometimes there's a man. Well, he's the man for his time and place. He fits right in there. And that's... ah, hell. I've done introduced him enough.
For me, with everything going on, the big takeaway is the world is in a fourth turning, a mega change. The globalists know that. Their plan is failing. And just because we're opposing them doesn't mean things aren't going to derail and get really, really nasty. It just means coming out of all these crises, we have a shot of building a civilization and having some civilization survive and then rebooting it and building something even better going into a new golden era. Anyone in general not rooting for Trump and his economic plans is insane. And for the left, not to share, but around the world that want economic collapse, believing they're going to bring in their new socialist utopia or communist utopia on its ashes, in all the actuaries and all the futurist studies and all the Rand Corporation analysis and my own, and there's really nobody, including the establishment, that thinks you're going to get your New World Order, transhumanist, you know, communist, Great Reset now. That's what everyone's rebelling against. That's the old system that they were trying to push as the new system. But just because that's falling apart, again, doesn't mean that we're out of the woods. And I came across articles today talking about rich enclaves in the United States, and there's others around the world, where the ultra-rich don't want to be next to a big city. They don't want to be next to the glitz and glamour. There's mass exoduses to rural areas where they're building armored redoubts where you'll have 20 to 30 to 40 rich people, and I mean people building $40 million houses and bunkers, ahead of what's happening. And then there's even more ultra-rich that have all sorts of hidden facilities in the middle of nowhere, and the ultra-rich have giant fleets of yachts and flotillas where you've got a lot of these Google billionaires will have a line of 6-7 ships, some that are just massive. And they own private islands in the South Pacific, but then they also know things are so dangerous that they're ready to flee there. So that acceleration of people running for the hills and building their bunkers has been going on for a long time, but it's just peaking and peaking and peaking is a big deal. So when you got signs like that, it gives you a little bit of an idea of what we're navigating here. Yeah, here he is this year, warning of Terminator-style apocalypse. Oh, well, you can go back to 2005-06 where I did reports on that. But now this information's everywhere. And like I've said to Zuckerberg on air and in other ways, in the last few years, I said, you better come and join us. You better stop attacking us from behind. If you think you're going to be safe in that armored fortress you've built there in Kauai, think again. I'm not threatening you. I can tell you I love Kauai. I've been there many times. The last few times I went, I cannot go to a store, to the beach, anywhere, or go on a fishing trip without everybody telling me how they can't wait till things collapse to come get you. I mean, the villagers practically have their torches lit. Well, Zuckerberg's got escape yachts as well, and reportedly an escape submarine and underground deal. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. The point is, guys, that's not going to protect you long-term if stuff collapses. What's going to protect you is getting out of what you're doing and helping turn civilization and society around, okay? And if you think during a total collapse at a few weeks or a few months into it that your security detail isn't going to turn on you, that's a whole other thing. Said thousands of times, and I've said this hundreds of times to Trump personally, sometimes 5-6 times when I'm talking to him, please stop saying it's on accident. Please stop saying they're incompetent. We can send you all the documents. It's on purpose. Here's who runs it. Here's who does it. Now, that was 8-9 years ago and off and on throughout that. Now he's got all his advisors, or most of them, and all the evidence, and you hear him more and more saying, the Democrats are kamikazes, it's all on purpose, they hate America, they're Satanists, they want to bring us down, it's all premeditated. Yes, 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 because it's the truth, and when you tell the public, oh, they're idiots, oh, they don't know what they're doing, oh, they're so incompetent, yeah, their constituents are, but not the people running it. It's the exact same leftist New World Order, BlackRock, UNWEF program all over the frickin' world. It is a premeditated evil attack in their own damn words. They are villains. It's not like, oh, they're just misguided fools. No, this is on purpose, people. That's what the Great Reset is. They're doing it on purpose. It's on purpose, on purpose, on purpose, on purpose, on purpose. So, this is what they do. They're scum. The opposite of competence. The opposite of trying to deliver success and excellence. Because they want to demoralize you and break your will. Remember how Gavin Newsom went, yeah, we could clean up San Francisco and L.A. anytime we want, but we only did it for Xi Jinping. He just went, ha, 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 ha. And as soon as he's gone, we're going to have everybody crap everywhere and murder and kill and zombie and needles everywhere. You remember? You want to see the clip?
I know folks say, oh, they're just cleaning up this place because all those fancy leaders are coming.
Well, this was certainly certainly interesting. We've never had such technical difficulties in 17 years in these offices. But the board went out, everything fried, a bunch of crazy stuff. And Nick Fuentes has been very kind to sit there for 25 minutes. So have the viewers while we got this back up. And I'm getting really bad audio in my ears, but I'm guessing we're back, Houston, right? Get a thumbs up. Okay, thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate that. So, Nick, I'm just going to give you the floor until the hour ends. We're going to come back and restart the show out of the backup studio. But what a circus. I'm not going to say it's the CIA or whatever, but it's just interesting coincidence that we shut down tomorrow at midnight and start the Alex Jones Network and craziness like this happens. So thanks for sitting there for 25 minutes. While you were sitting there on hold, what were you thinking about, Nick Fuentes?
Oh, well, there's a lot to cover, right? I mean, there's a lot to go over maybe on the other side. I think where we left off, we're talking a little bit about the SPLC and, you know, everything that's being talked about over the past couple of weeks, and talking a little bit about your support for Trump, him throwing you under the bus and so on. But I guess, I mean, the big thing we're going to have to get into during the show, the other big thing is the situation in Iran. You know, maybe you want to get into that on the other side in the next hour.
That's exactly where I'm going to go. Is you called it 2 years ago. I got upset during Midnight Hammer. The Pentagon told him don't do it. Now, fuel's exploding, interest rates are going to go up, inflation, it destroys his plan, and he just gets more pig-headed by the minute.
Yeah, well, and I don't even know what the plan is right now. You know, the big development over the past week is this big blockade they put in place last Tuesday when they extended the deadline indefinitely, or the ceasefire, and now it looks like it could really go in either direction. I'm hearing some reports, they say that Trump may just declare victory and unilaterally end the conflict and leave. Just broke moments ago while we were experiencing technical difficulties that they're actually bringing one of the carrier strike groups back home. So the Gerald Ford is actually on its way back to the United States.
Well, that's actually what Joe Kent advised Trump when he resigned a month ago and again last week. Just leave. Sure, it's not a victory, but at least you can say it is and not get deeper in the quicksand.
Right. And maybe that's what we're going to see. Or it could go the other way and we go back in with more bombing. So we'll see.
All right. 2 minutes and we're going to make up for time for the 25 loss. I apologize to viewers. Not the crew's fault. Totally bizarre. Pretty much solid state. Board, you know, just died. So CIA declassified documents last week. Operation Artichoke to poison vaccines, food supply, and the water to dumb us down and make us controllable. Now new documents about ESP control, how we're really electrochemical systems, liquid crystals, and the pineal gland, and how most people have microscopic to actual large worm infestations, not just from cats, you name it, like Kennedy has one in his brain, and they didn't tell the public most cancer, breast cancer, brain cancer is worms. Ladies and gentlemen, you can look it up, go to the UN's own website, they admit it. Over 2 billion people have cognitive disabilities because they do not have enough iodine. In the 20s, they found this house where it put in the salt. IQs went up about 20 points on average, 15, 20 points. Well, we have the very best atomic iodine in the world. Has been available in several years, ladies and gentlemen. But we have the original X2 back, but even stronger, pure atomic. Atomic isn't radioactive. It means it's on the periodic table. It is absolutely pure. And I mix that with ultramethylene blue that is also on record good for your pineal gland and reversing the calcification, the rest of it. Well, we've got the best methylene blue, and I just mixed the iodine with the methylene blue with this water. I'm going to drink this, and this is pure rocket fuel, so good for your body. Essential iodine with methylene blue together is amazing. Pretty scary looking, too. So, by the way, the new product is supposed to be available right now at thealexjonesstore.com is T3. It's X2 back even better at thealexjonesstore.com. So for all the fans that wanted it, everybody that wanted to get it, We have had it for over a year. It is back, reborn, like the Phoenix, even stronger, exclusively available through our sponsor, theobsessionstore.com. But regardless, our methylene blue, our iodine is the best, and it does so many other things, libido, stamina, energy, and they go together like a horse and carriage. Get them both now. There's also another big sale as well at theobsessionstore.com, and I thank you for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.